إختر والناصرية.
نقلت وكالة فرانس بريس للأنباء عن وزير الخارجية هوشيار زيباري قوله إن العراق.
It's 6 p.m. in Prague and 8 p.m. in Baghdad, Monday, the 16th of February. Rava Haidar of Radio Free Iraq delivers her live news bulletin with the latest events relating to Iraq, one of 20 countries to which Prague-based Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, beams daily transmissions.
بالصبح للمذياع عتعنا واسمع واسمع والله العراق الحر منكم فلش فلش.
Radio Free Iraq was the first service to start broadcasting from the station's new headquarters in early February. In 1950, communist Czechoslovakia was the first country ever to receive the newly founded station's broadcasts, and for more than four decades, Czechs and Slovaks tuned in to Radio Free Europe for information they couldn't get elsewhere. 6 years after the fall of communism, RFE moved its headquarters to Prague and started broadcasting from the former parliament building just off the centrally located Wenceslas Square. Now, 14 years later, the radio station is moving to a brand new facility. For a tour of the new RFE building, I met up with Julian Knapp of the radio's communication department. After passing through the outer and inner security zones, we enter the building proper and find ourselves at ground level, the future center newsroom of the radio station.
We have a central newsroom which works in English, which is the hub that connects all the services that work in all the other languages we do, Russian, Persian, Arabic, etc. And the central newsroom is the hub where both it produces stories, mostly international stories, that is then distributed to for use for all the services. It also collects individual stories. Say the Afghan service has a story that is relevant for others, it produces them in English and again makes them available to all the others.
Unlike in the old building, where everybody would sit in small separated offices once occupied by communist lawmakers, the layout here should make it more natural for everybody to communicate with each other.
It's really the back and forth, which is, by the way, why, as you see, the first and second floor will be all our journalists. And on the first and second floor are connected by the staircase with the central newsroom, which is going to make it a lot easier to go back and forth, to create contact and to exchange information.
The decision to abandon the old federal parliament building was made soon after 9/11. In fact, Czechs still remember the embarrassing incident when the army dispatched two armored vehicles to the RFE headquarters for special protection, but only one actually made it there. When I asked Julian if they were happy that the decision to relocate had been made long before the global economic crisis, he said he didn't think it was that important.
I'm not sure. The decision was made before, so we're happy that it was made. I'm sure these days it might be more difficult, it might not, I'm not sure. We're glad we're moving in now.
Only one section of the new headquarters is currently occupied. It's the new seat of Radio Free Iraq, which broadcasts in Arabic 17 hours a day. Its director, Sergei Danilochkin, says that the state-of-the-art technology will present something of a challenge.
The building is of different design, and of course it's all new. We're used to certain, you know, conditions, surfaces, and shapes. Over here we have a lot of new technology. It's very exciting. It's really state-of-the-art. There is a challenge. We have to cope with all of that. There is even more challenge to understand that, you know, actually the possibilities are way more expansive than we can just muster at the moment. So, but that's the biggest challenge, to make use of all this wealth of technology that is available here.
Established in 1997, Radio Free Iraq has now seven broadcasters working in Prague and some 25 reporters working on the ground in Iraq. Sergei Danilochkin says the Iraqi service has since established itself as one of the most trustworthy news organizations in Iraq.
During Saddam Hussein's trial, Iraqis had only four spaces in the press gallery. One of the spaces was for the radio stations. 80% of the time, it was our reporter who was chosen to be there to work for the Iraqi radio media pool. And the reason? Everyone knew that the guy would be very professional, would be well-trained, and would be unbiased. That's what others wanted from us, whether they are biased or not, but they really needed some unbiased report to base their further programming.
In his brand new office, Sergei Danilochkin has photos of two of the radio's correspondents who were killed in Iraq in 2007.
It's very unsafe to work for a foreign news organization, because many, without any understanding of what they're doing, consider them rich people who exist there to be robbed, or traitors who work with infidels or foreigners, you name it. And of course, it's very dangerous. Unfortunately, we've lost two colleagues, but several other colleagues were seriously harassed. They had to stop working as journalists, and some of them even had to leave the country.
In Iran, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan, the station is not allowed to operate at all. In Russia, the number of local affiliates that distribute RFE programming has dropped from over 30 to 2 or 3, and many other countries accuse the station of spreading U.S. propaganda rather than independent journalism. What does Julian Knapp say to those claims?
I would point them towards our programming and our journalism and let that speak for itself, really. And you're right. Sometimes people that have an interest in discrediting us use this general accusation. However, we can only take it seriously if people have concrete examples. If someone has a concrete example of A, B, or C where there was a bias or a problem with the reporting, we take it very, very seriously and do correct it. However, these general accusations, I think, I'm confident to say, are usually made for political reasons. And if you look at the motifs of the people that make these accusations, I think you can draw your own conclusions.
The whole of Radio Free Europe should relocate to the station's new headquarters by May of this year, and the old Federal Parliament building will become part of the nearby National Museum. The modern Hagibor headquarters are certainly better equipped for a news operation than the 1970s structure, but as the head of Radio Free Iraq, Sergei Danilochkin, says, there are things that will be missed.
Central location, of course. That's a beautiful view from many windows there. It's, a different setting, and of course, many people have spent there like almost 15 years. So that building became part of their soul, part of their, personal history. So, of course, we will be missing it. It's also a pretty important and historical building in the center of Prague. So we appreciate that.